Be sure to keep up with David Glenn's stops on the Big Tailgate Tour by following us on Twitter at David Glenn Show or visiting BigTailgateTour.com.
Once you get past the big news that the Atlantic Coast Conference, yes, in football, won all eight of its non-conference matchups this weekend, maybe the biggest unrelated development coming out of the weekend that was in college football was the dismissal at LSU by former Duke athletic director Joe Oliva of Les Miles, the veteran head coach of the Tigers. If you've been following that saga, you know that this came really close to happening at the end of last season, but politicians got involved, the school president. It got crazy, and somehow, some way, the Mad Hatter, Les Miles, held onto his job. Then, not so fortunate this time, after the close loss at Auburn, he is out as the head coach at LSU. The questions I've gotten from ACC fans. One, could Les Miles, now that he's available, and he has a heck of a resume, be a good fit as an ACC football coach? And part two from different ACC football fans, are there any ACC football coaches who might be viewed as a good fit at LSU now that the Tigers have an opening? We'll tackle them one by one. Let me first say this. Les Miles of LSU has a better track record as a head coach than every current ACC football coach not named Jimbo Fisher. Jimbo deserves a lot of respect for his national championship, his multiple ACC titles, his record number of players in the NFL draft, and a lot of other things. Nobody else in the ACC, not Dabo, not Bobby Petrino, not David Cutcliffe, not Larry Fedora, not Mark Richt, not anybody else, has Les Miles' track record, so he will be in demand, Miles. As he said earlier today, he's not done coaching. He doesn't play tennis. He doesn't play golf. He likes some other things as hobbies, but he is too young to retire from coaching. Think of this resume as you perhaps envision him at your favorite ACC school because you don't like the guy in that chair right now. In his 11 full seasons at LSU, Les Miles has won national championship. That's better than just about everybody in our neighborhood. And in those 11 seasons, he finished in the national top 25 nine times. At the majority of ACC schools, if you spent 11 seasons there, won one national championship, in his case, two conference titles, and that's in the toughest conference in America most years. He was the National Coach of the Year back in 2011. He had nine top 25 finishes, and his average record in 11 full seasons at LSU, Les Miles, was 10 wins and three losses. At the majority of ACC football programs, that not only would not get you fired, it would get a statue of you built outside the football stadium. Not every single one, but the majority of ACC football programs would view a coach with Les Miles' resume that way. Nevertheless, he's out at LSU. He says he's available. The problem for those asking about Les Miles as a fit in the Atlantic Coast Conference right now, when you look around this league, well, technically there are no vacancies right now, but how many likely vacancies are there? We don't always know who's going to be poached by another program. But most of the places that have had struggling programs or needed a transition for another reason just had their transition. So that means Virginia Tech has Justin Fuente in year one. Miami has Mark Richt in year one. Syracuse has Dino Babers in year one, right? This is the theme of the Atlantic Coast Conference. And when you look around the entire league, yes, there are four first-year head coaches, Virginia's Bronco Mendenhall being the fourth. That means they're not ready to contemplate even somebody with a great resume like Les Miles. Now, I hear from Georgia Tech fans who believe Paul Johnson is on his way out the door. I hear from NC State fans who might want to run Dave Doran out of town. What you have to remember as you're contemplating Les Miles, it is less that he's not a good candidate. He is. I don't even think it's a problem that he would ask for a lot of money and somebody's going to give it to him, meaning multiple millions of dollars per year. At the schools I most often hear, though, Paul Johnson is 3-1 right now at Georgia Tech. Dave Doran also has a winning record right now. It's only 2-1. It's against inferior opponents, those two wins, but he still has a winning record. He still has a chance to go to a third straight bowl game. Even when fan bases are restless, if Dave Doran takes the Wolfpack to a third straight bowl game, he's not getting fired. If Paul Johnson goes from his one bad season as a head coach, 3-9 last year with the Yellow Jackets, to something a lot better than that, he's unlikely to get fired. Now, it could happen. It was 2 years ago we were reading headlines about Paul Johnson supposedly wishing that Georgia Tech would buy him out of his contract. He was just ready for a fresh start. Well, now he has a contract extension through 2020, and it would cost Georgia Tech $6 million in buyout money to fire him this year. Dave Doran's number at NC State to be fired this year is about a $2.5 million buyout. Neither NC State nor Georgia Tech is a mega wealthy athletic department right now. So the idea of spending $6 million at Georgia Tech or $2.5 million at NC State and then hiring a super expensive football coach on top of that buyout money, it might be manageable, but it is not easily digestible, and it's going to be avoided if Paul Johnson and Dave Doran lead their teams to the kinds of seasons that, at least at this early stage, are still possible. Timing might not mean everything in life, but it often means a lot, especially in the coaching carousel. Les Miles, a worthy candidate for ACC purposes, yes, but where would the most likely fit be right now from the ACC's perspective? That is a lot harder to see when you look up and down those 14 coaching positions in the ACC. Les Miles, ACC fit, maybe someday, but unlikely in my eyes, at least under the current facts. We'll revisit those facts a month from now, 2 months from now, especially as the Yellow Jackets and the Wolfpack continue their seasons. The other question, are there any current ACC coaches who might be the right fit at LSU? If you're an ACC football fan and you don't know this, you must not be smart enough to subscribe to the ACC Sports Journal and accsports.com, or at least for very long, because it was less than a year ago that we know. We don't think, we know. LSU's favorite target was Jimbo Fisher of Florida State. That is not just because Jimbo's now a national championship coach and sends all those players to the NFL and has multiple ACC titles and lots of top 10 finishes and lots of top 10 recruiting classes. All programs like that. LSU specifically likes Jimbo Fisher for those reasons and more. He worked at LSU for a long time. He helped Nick Saban win a national championship with the LSU Tigers. So the same people, some of them, big boosters, influential folks, and others that helped run Les Miles out of town this week, many of them also were the same people who tried to hire Jimbo Fisher at the end of last season. That fizzled out. A power play allowed Les Miles to get one more year at LSU prior to this weekend's dismissal. But that doesn't mean LSU has fallen out of love with Jimbo Fisher. However, Jimbo Fisher is under contract at Florida State through 2022. He makes $5 million plus per year. That's SEC-type money, folks. Generally speaking, if you're mostly happy where you are, you don't make a lateral move. And the road to a national championship at LSU is arguably more complicated than it would be at Florida State. Yes, Clemson's tough. Yes, Louisville is even more powerful, as we just saw in that head-to-head matchup between the Cardinals and the Seminoles. But Jimbo Fisher, if you make $5 million plus a year, you ask for a practice facility, and FSU built it for you. You're continuing to sign high-level recruiting classes. You're continuing to produce NFL players. Overwhelmingly, the Florida State fan base is happy with you, notwithstanding the angst of that embarrassing loss at Louisville. Generally speaking, Jimbo Fisher is happy where he is and has gotten what he wants from the Florida State administration. It would take an unbelievable financial pitch with a sentimental aspect on top of it for Jimbo Fisher, in my guesstimation, to seriously consider LSU. If Jimbo is not a serious candidate at LSU, and maybe they can't lure Tom Herman, one of their other favorite candidates from the Houston Cougars, might there be anybody else in the ACC? Well, I think David Cutcliffe of Duke has been there, done that. He was the head coach at Ole Miss. He loves what he's building with the Blue Devils. He might be at an age where he's not on the Tigers, the LSU Tigers resume. Larry Fedora, if he put up another 11-win season, is going to be on a lot of people's radar, but not everybody is sure that he is a caliber of coach that LSU would come knocking for. Dabo Swinney is that caliber of coach, but he's very happy at Clemson, and whatever his short list of places he might jump for might be, I don't believe that LSU is on it. Alabama, his own alma mater, might be on it whenever Nick Saban steps aside, but that's another conversation for another day. Who else might be worthy of LSU's interest? Bobby Petrino might ring that bell. And if you think LSU is a serpent's nest of negativity, they just stabbed Les Miles in the back twice in the last 6 months. Yes, it is that corrupt. It is that cutthroat. What better perfect fit for a corrupt, cutthroat environment than Bobby Petrino of Louisville? He breathes cutthroat. He exudes corruption. That's probably where he's most comfortable. He's the same guy who cheats on whatever school he's with while cheating on his wife at the same time. He interviews for jobs secretly. I don't think he'll be doing that while having a chance to win an ACC title and produce a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback in Lamar Jackson. But Bobby Petrino and LSU, in some ways, are made for each other. Maybe the Tigers get Tom Herman from the Houston Cougars. I don't think it'll happen, but maybe the Tigers call again, and this part is true. They called Jimbo Fisher's representatives last year. Jimbo can deny whatever he wants to deny. I didn't talk to anybody. Remember, coaches can say, I didn't talk to LSU, and that's not technically a lie when they know their agent was in detailed conversations about what LSU might have been willing to pay Jimbo Fisher had he been willing to make that jump at the end of last season. Les Miles got that extra time. Now Les Miles is fired after a 2-2 start. It'll shock me if Jimbo Fisher, it won't happen in the regular season, I promise you that. Jimbo is not going to listen to LSU at the end of September. What might happen at the end of November or December, that's a harder game to guess, but Tom Herman of Houston makes a lot more sense than Jimbo Fisher of Florida State. Again, when you're mostly happy where you are, $5 million a year plus, with lots of other questions already answered by the Florida State administration, most coaches don't make lateral moves unless they're unhappy where they are or they're getting infinitely more, financially and otherwise, at their new stop. I don't believe those facts apply to this situation. So it might be one of these weird situations because timing means so much on the coaching carousel and in life. Yes, Les Miles' resume is better than 13 different ACC football coaches, but there's probably not, certainly not right now, a vacancy waiting for him in the ACC, and probably not at the end of the season, a vacancy waiting for Les Miles in the Atlantic Coast Conference. And similarly, timing meaning so much, I don't believe anybody in the ACC is going to be the fit at LSU. If they can't get Jimbo Fisher and they can't get Tom Herman, who knows? Maybe Bobby Petrino months from now enters that race. We'll see. Stranger things have happened with Petrino especially. But in the shorter term, Les Miles is probably not the right fit for the ACC right now. And none of the current ACC coaches, in my estimation, looks like a great fit for LSU right now either. The catchphrase right now is what matters there. We can revisit this issue a month from now or 2 months from now. But for now, as fun as it is to talk about, I'm not sure the timing is right in either direction for Les Miles, LSU, and the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Missed the latest edition of the David Glenn Show? Get caught up at accsports.com/David Glenn.